Hey, it's you guys. On today's episode, the Weekend Observation crew reconvenes for another round of nonsense. I love these guys. I do. I love them. Like family. Make sure you subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they are posted. Rate us 5 stars only. Thank you. And leave a review. Before we get to today's episode, I want to tell you about another great podcast under the Lebatard and Friends umbrella, Marty Smith's America. This week, Marty has his famous friends weigh in on what they believe to be George Strait's greatest song. Why didn't he have me on to weigh in, Stanton?
That's a great question. Maybe you're not one of the celebrities that Marty thinks of when he thinks of celebrity friends.
Right. Plus, he's asked me in the last 2 weeks to be his guest, and I've blown him off each of the last 2 weeks.
That's probably it. Why don't you let him know what George Strait's greatest song is, then?
George Strait's greatest song is Give It Away.
I agree.
I don't give anything away except my time on this podcast. So, Stanton, what celebrities did he have on to ask this question to? Like, who did he have on here?
I think he had Chipper Jones. Right. I think he had Will Kane, actually.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Celebrities, is it?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is Will going to get mad at that? Listen, I have a plan for me and Will. I don't want him getting mad at me.
No, I don't think he'll get mad at that. Wright Thompson, I think he had on. Okay. And he had a few, like, college football coaches who, in name only to some people, would be celebrities, but I saw them and I'm like, I don't consider them a celebrity, so I didn't even.
All right. So we had Chipper Jones.
Yeah, he had Chipper Jones.
I like Chipper. Get him on the podcast.
Working on it.
Wright Thompson, too. Should we get Marty on again with McGee?
Sure.
Should we get Will Cain needs to make another appearance on this podcast.
I agree.
People love Will Cain on the podcast.
I love Will Cain, full stop.
You do? Yeah, but people hate Will Cain, right?
That's also true.
But people, like, do you think Will Cain realizes what a person like me could do for Will Cain?
I don't think he has a grasp on that now.
I don't think he cares either.
Yeah, definitely not.
Like, I can make him more likable, but I think he's perfectly fine being not liked.
Yeah, I think he relishes a little bit in that role where, like, he has an edge to him because he knows people don't like him.
Yeah. Listen, Marty asked Chipper Jones, Will Cain, Wright Thompson, Brian McGee, amongst others, about George Strait's greatest song, Give It Away. We love Marty. Marty Party, what happened?
You're just summarily deciding that George Strait's greatest song was Give It Away. I don't think all of those people said that. That's just you're choosing your own favorite song.
Well, I don't know any other song.
Okay.
It's a very good point by you.
Brian, why didn't ask you that?
I was just trying to get through the promo here.
Yeah, I could tell.
Trying to get to the Weekend Observations crew. We love Marty. He is fantastic, although I've never been on his podcast. But Marty is, I'm telling you, there is not a nicer person. Forget about an ESPN. There is not a nicer, more genuine, more authentic person in the world, on the planet, than my good friend Marty Smith. And you can find Marty Smith's America wherever you get your podcast. Enjoy this week's episode of Stupidity. It's my favorite ones. Every time we get together with the Weekend Observation crew, always my favorite. And I'm always saying that because that's what's coming up next. Stupidity! Let's take a minute here for ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 to 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, you are welcome. Our listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Stupidity!
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gatz, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So my day, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Doom, do, do, do. Stand by me. Stand by me. Damn, nailed it.
Whatever.
What is it?
The album.
Is that supposed to be hard? Is singing a beautiful duet supposed to be difficult?
Hey, guys. Yo, how are you?
I'm just watching this Marshall Yanda thank you retirement video, getting teary-eyed.
Sounds awesome. So what's your bachelor thing? Are you going on that show?
No, I'm not going to go on it, but they do a live traveling show. And
yeah.
They're doing
one
in Mohegan, so I'm going to be the bachelor for that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's.
So does that mean you have to get married at the end?
No, I'll have to go on a fake date.
No, it just means we have to have sex on stage.
Nice. How do I sign up for one of these?
What are they going to do for the other 59 minutes and
hey now.
Of the 1 hour show?
Watch me cry and apologize.
Mikey, I think we need to get you on Love is Blind.
Oh my God, yes. I haven't watched that show at all, but just understanding.
It's an exhilarating ride, I'll say that.
I started it last night.
Oh, Mike. Oh, you're in for a treat, my friend.
At some point, my wife goes, okay, turn it off. I'm just way too tired to be as into this as I am.
Mike.
I'm excited to start watching.
You guys are both going to love it and hate it all at the same time. It's incredible.
I've been a Bachelor fan for 4 years now. I'm prepared for that feeling.
Oh, it is so good and so bad.
It took a few minutes for my wife to get into it, and then they did all like the bad things people were saying.
Yeah,
like the first 10 minutes.
Are you a
like,
stripper?
Oh
right.
My God,
my name's
I'm
Diamond.
Really into you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. And then the person was like, so what do you look like? And she's like, I've been here 5 minutes, and like the whole point of this. And my wife was like, okay, I'm in. Turn it off. I need to be awake.
Here's what's gonna happen, Mike. You're gonna be committed to watching the entire thing. And once you get past the point of like, all right, I'm in for the entire ride, you're gonna end up hating everybody. And then you're not going to know why you keep watching, but you're going to want to know how it ends. So much so that there was a reunion on the Netflix YouTube channel that I somehow had to track down to watch the finale.
Wow.
The reunion show.
That's a level of addiction.
I know. It was bad. It was real bad.
Woo.
Yeah. Mike A. thinks you should go on Love is Blind. I think that's an indirect shot at your looks.
No, it's absolutely not. It's an indirect shot at his smell.
Mike, I saw a picture. You've been hitting the gym again?
Oh, of course he has.
You do steroids, Mikey?
That's just a good filter.
You ever thought about doing them?
I have done it, but that's
really?
For off air.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, we're rolling already.
Why is it for off air?
Yeah.
Who cares if you've done steroids?
Yeah, it's not illegal, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, listen, it might be frowned upon, but like no one's randomly drug testing you for PEDs here at the Worldwide
Me
Leader, man.
Especially, probably.
If you want to do steroids, fucking do them.
I used to be like skinny, like Matlack skinny. And then college came, and yeah.
Then you hit a cycle? What was it? What was your drug of choice?
It was the pills.
Was it D-ball?
No. It was the Winstrum?
Oh, Winstrum, yeah.
Winstrum, yeah.
Yeah, I had a buddy that did that.
Mm-hmm. Works.
Shit, yeah, it does.
I keep waiting for Gojo to name an NFL player that was his buddy who did those steroids,
nah.
But he didn't do it.
Nah, yeah.
His name was Kyle Rudolph.
God, I wish, man. Kyle showed up on campus day one, and we're just like, that's going to the NFL.
An Adonis, that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like walking into the party as a high school kid just built better than all of us.
But Mikey, you're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting. You
went, yeah.
Look at my abs.
Look at my fucking.
Mikey's
hello,
taking
hello, boy.
Mikey, oh Mikey, my God. Mikey, move, oh my God. Move over there so I can see.
Stu Gotts just came in.
Stu.
What,
Mikey's literally lifting
yo,
his shirt
Yo, you have a
up.
Huge belly button. Holy f***.
Let me see that thing.
What do you
oh
mean?
Oh, my God. Look how big his belly button is.
Stu, we're going to have to send you a picture of this.
Mikey C.
Oh, boy.
Mikey C's belly button's huge.
Surprisingly huge.
Dude, you could fit a whole quarter in there.
Could you fit a whole pack of cigarettes in there?
Yes.
You could fit two cigarettes
you
in there.
You could smoke
sure.
from in there.
I'm sure he has.
Or at least tried.
I was going to say, eventually when they have to poke a hole in there for Mikey to breathe, he's going to be able to smoke out of that thing.
And why are we showing off belly buttons, just out of curiosity?
Mikey's been working out.
Yeah, he's
showing off the abs. Yeah. Okay. The abs are starting to come in, Stu.
Really?
Yeah. Right?
Okay, Mike.
Did you catch that in the picture?
Oh, yeah, wow, those they are.
Those are lung tumors, Mikey.
Oh, my God. I mean, he is a bit jacked, guys. Surprisingly jacked.
That's what I said. I saw a picture of him. Stu Gatz, I said he should get back on steroids.
I can't
Mikey,
decide.
You don't
I
have
mean,
to be embarrassed by it, man. Taking steroids is awesome. You know how bad I want to do that? It's just
you're not
expensive.
Getting,
my mother listens
tested?
To the podcast.
Well, oh, your mom's going to care that you did steroids, Mikey. Yeah,
well, oh, Mikey, at this
we
point,
all
got
to die.
She doesn't want you to put anything in your body that might harm you.
Steroids would be an upgrade.
I was going to say, at least they're doing some good.
Anyways, that was a long time ago.
Hey, Gojo, let's act like you haven't taken steroids.
I mean, I know.
Hey, listen, God, you think if I took steroids, I'd look the way I do?
You looked a lot bigger in college, though, mm-hmm. man.
I did look a lot bigger fat. In college. I also was fat.
Yeah.
You know how nice it would have been to take steroids and be big and skinny? You remember,
yeah, that would have been nice, yes. Mikey, yeah, I'm not worried about you and the steroids.
No, I'm all good, man. My steroids reside at McDonald's.
Yeah, my steroids are put into the chickens before they hit the slaughterhouse. That's how I get my steroids. It's all my cows and chickens look like cyborgs.
You got abs, I got ab.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't decide if Mikey C is just from the picture stands except me. I don't know what to do with this. Like, is he ripped? Is he jacked? Are there tumors? Is that coronavirus? Like, what
how
what
are you glossing
here?
Over the enormous belly button?
It's huge.
It's really not that big.
No, it is.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. It's huge.
Well, yeah. Who did you, like, Stanzik, who did you think amongst us, who did you think had the biggest belly button before you saw Mikey C's? Odd question, I know. And I'm not sure she's ever thought about
it's
it at all.
Something that's I mean, kept me up at night.
I don't know how to answer this. I'm going to go with Gojo.
Yeah,
wow.
I have a pretty normal size belly button. All
well, yeah, that's the everyone else's belly buttons. Pull them up.
My belly button's pretty normal size.
Yeah. All right, we're all standing up and showing our belly buttons.
All right, well, this is normal. Not great radio. How about you guys take pictures of your belly buttons? I'll take a picture of mine.
Stanzik, pretty normal belly button. I gotta say, mine's pretty normal.
Wait, hold on, Stanzik, do me a favor here, okay? Break down, if you could, Stanzik, break down, or Gojo, either one. Let's start with Mikey A. Someone give me a complete description of his belly button.
It's a tiny well on an enormous mountain.
He's got to undo his shirt here. Hang on. This might take a few minutes.
Okay. Good thing we're all comfortable.
Wow, yeah,
that's pretty big, too.
You, say, yeah.
You know, it's longer. The width isn't as big as Mikey C's.
Nice
it's
long.
It's long. Yeah. Gojo's pretty normal.
Gojo is normal, I ought to say, yeah.
I would say his belt's a little off-center, but it's
wow.
doing a little bit of work.
Picky here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take me to tuck my shirt back
in? Yeah, pretty normal.
This whole process. All right, Mikey A, see you later.
Yeah, back on Will Kane.
Honestly, self-scouting my own belly button, a little bit of brown sugar on there.
Ooh.
But like it's kind of like my feet. Like, there's not enough hair to be unsightly. I have great feet, by the way.
Really?
Great feet.
Really? Take your shoes off. Mine.
I'm telling you straight up right now, for a guy that used to be fat for a living and get my feet stepped on all the time, great feet. Look at these
Wow.
Wow.
Actually, you know what?
They're very feminine.
Wow. I'm 13 states away.
Mike, you got to take a picture of that foot and send it to Stu Gatz. That's a feminine foot.
Slow the hell down.
It is a little feminine.
I'm sorry. You got to see this foot to believe it.
I'm telling you.
I need pictures of belly buttons and I need pictures of feet and I need them right now. Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got to be honest. I think I have the grossest feet amongst us. Oh. They are disgusting.
Do you guys want me to take pictures of my belly button and my feet?
Yeah.
I can picture Stu having a pretty good sized belly button.
Stu Gatz reciprocate.
Okay. Stu Gatz, I feel like your belly button's normal. I feel like
what
your
up,
feet
got
are
pick?
F***ing horrible.
Are we sexting right now?
Yeah. Gojo, that is a very fair analysis. I think once you see the pictures, you will see exactly that. And I apologize for the Dorito and the lint in my belly button in advance, okay? I'm actually standing up taking a picture right now, so... I don't know. Fill some time, Mikey.
I pictured Stu Gatz with a straw in his belly button full of tequila.
You want to hear about gross? I remember my dad, when I was a little kid, cleaning my belly button with a matchbox.
What?
Was like, you know, like the matches?
What?
It's where it all started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Picking dirt out of it or something? I don't know.
I mean, it's a wonder that you ended up smoking cigarettes.
That was my first introduction to the world of smoking.
I mean, Mike, you could lose a lot of things in that belly button of yours, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's...
It's the reason why it looks like that is I think the sun hasn't gotten in there yet.
What? Not the pigmentation, Mike.
It is a pigmentation.
We're talking pure size.
The sun might hide in there.
Yeah. I have a big belly button.
It looks like a porn star's vagina.
Whoa. I was thinking butthole.
I don't know how to do this. Whatever they just said, Santa, keep it in.
All right.
You know what?
How do I flip the phone around so I can take a picture of myself?
You got to click the little reverse camera so it goes to selfie mode.
Okay, got it. Hold on. You know, oh, God, I got a disgusting stomach. It is so nasty. And there's food in there. I mean, there really is.
Gojo's got pretty long toes, though.
I know. They're straight, too.
No, but you know what? They're symmetrical. Like, none of my toes are that much bigger. I think they slope nicely. I got a good arch in my foot, not a lot of hair.
I'll tell you what, hell of an ankle, too.
Oh, man.
Look at this.
Dude, great ankles. And you haven't even seen the moneymakers? The calves.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, I got great calves. Gojo, I think I got you on calves. Man.
I got you both on calves. No big deal.
Wow. Good calf competition in this room. I like
competition.
It.
Yeah. By the way, Gojo's toes seem to start in the middle of his foot. Like, if you're looking at the bones, and this is great.
They're just
the podcast,
like an extension of his foot. You're right.
You can see the index all the way down.
Yeah. your second toe is longer than the rest of your foot.
See, now I want just, again, like, knowing my own feet here, this is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I think the angle and the shadows are doing this to you guys because, again,
I got a good angle.
My toes aren't that long, but the shadow makes it look like that.
Okay.
Huh. All right, hold on. I just
putting my feet away. They don't stack up to Gojo's.
I'm telling you, man. Like, I understand it's mostly like the feet of women in our industry, but if there was ever a run on male feet pics, like if there was a wiki feet for men,
right,
I'd be all over that bitch.
I don't
ladies
understand.
Hit me up. I got Gojo foot pics.
I'd be all over that bitch. He says,
"Are you a big sandal guy in the summertime?"
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I saw someone trying to say that men shouldn't wear like open-toed shoes out in public places.
That was probably me.
Whatever. We're sandals everywhere.
Well, Gojo, your feet do look like scuba flippers, though.
I mean, listen,
like if I went to rent a pair of scuba flippers, they gave me your feet. I'd be like, okay, normal.
You got size 14s, man. I got big feet.
14. Who do you guys imagine, two fronts, who do you imagine of everyone at ESPN has the nicest feet?
Men only, nicest feet.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's got to be greeny. Because I imagine that's
a great
pedicured.
One. Should we exclude Greeny?
I'm sorry, Matt Berry.
Ooh,
Which Matt Berry?
Matt Berry has
SportsCenter?
SportsCenter Matt Berry. Okay, I bet he's got some dainty feet.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time down in Florida.
Yep.
Was living there for a while. I don't know if he is anymore.
Florida guy.
I love that you have to call him SportsCenter Matt Berry.
Because I think, fantasy Matt Berry, I think his feet are no fantasy, so.
Ooh, my God.
I have a guess he was on the other run.
Wow, clever. I mean, wordplay, all of it. Wow, what happened?
Yeah, I would put him on the other end of that foot spectrum.
But you guys are doing like mani-pedi stuff, right? With Greeny, you're assuming that he gets.
Oh, I'm just assuming they're well maintained. I'm assuming
he's got the most career pedicures.
Who has a nicer foot, Greeny or his wife? You know, like they're probably
a valid question.
Like one spends more time at the salon, and it's not his wife.
Correct.
I think Will Kane has to be in this conversation.
Will Kane is far too. I got leather boots on for most of my life to have nice feet.
It's a good point. I mean, it's something I haven't thought of. Right.
I work with the guy. I get it.
I feel like Will Kane's feet, like once you pull them out of the sock, you still have to then unwrap a layer of denim off of them.
Yes. Does he wear denim socks? Yeah.
Mikey, hey, do us all a favor. When you go over to produce a Will Kane show later, give us a picture of the feet at his belly button, okay? Do you think he'll do that for us? I mean,
Will, yeah.
I'm sure he would. Not sure I would.
Okay, but can you get it done for us?
Stu, why don't you text him right now? Say, hey, Will, we just need a picture of your belly button and or feet. Just see what he says.
He was just in the break room eating, so he's got nothing to do.
All right. Oh, I'm texting him right now.
Yeah,
so
right now.
We all agree that Greeny, I mean, Golic Jr. is a close second. Greeny has the nicest feet of anyone at ESPN.
I don't think his are topping Gojo's. They're incredible.
Nah, I got great feet, man. I'm telling you. It's my best attribute.
Wow, yeah. Stanzik. Really? Because you're up close and personal
I'm
with the feet.
I'm fawning over these feet.
Really?
Guys. Yeah, they're very impressive.
But I imagine the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So does Senior have similar type feet there, Mike?
He's got solid feet. Again, like, you would think with Dad's full, rich head of hair, it does not go down to the feet. Like, relatively hairless feet. Good look. From the knee down, my dad and I are nearly identical. Same calves, same feet. Great calves and feet.
Slender legs, I would say, based on their total package looks. The legs are on the skinnier side.
Yep.
Stanzik, what do you want me to do here with Will Cain?
Say, hey, Will, can you send me a picture of your belly button
and
your feet?
Okay, and that's it. Just leave.
Yeah, I don't think you can qualify this in any way. We'll just have to see how creeped out he is.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Speaking of creeped out, L. Duncan should be here any minute.
Oh, God.
Oh, why? Yeah. Why is L coming in?
I think L was the one who said that men shouldn't wear open-toed shoes in public, so I need to have this out.
Get her on.
Yeah, get her on.
Yeah.
Wait, you're doing a live smoke break? Oh, I'm texting Will. There's a lot going on here. I'm trying to take a picture of my belly button, text
Will.
Hey, when
are we going to start recording?
And drive the show all at the same time.
We're always rolling, Mike. Come on.
We're always rolling. Mike, are you doing a live smoke break today?
I don't know. Stanzik was like, I don't know. We could do it live. We couldn't do it. What's the difference?
What do you mean?
It's a big difference.
I like it. You didn't ask a real question there.
Stanzik, I have not texted Will Cain since Super Bowl week. You are asking me just to text him, hey, take a picture of your belly button and feet and send them over to me?
Yes.
What was that text? You up?
Probably thanks for coming on. He was on Stupidity. I don't know if you guys are regular listeners or subscribers.
What was
the name? He overheard Stu Gatz and I talking about who at ESPN has the most houses.
Oh, this is right in the same category. I don't know why it'd be different.
Right, who would ESPN? Right, it started with Oprah, though, right?
Oh, no, how many houses Oprah has was the genesis of that. That's correct.
He was well in on that.
Oh, yes, he was. Yeah. His eyes lit up, and he was like, I went in on this conversation. We gave him a headset, and next thing you know, Stupidity.
He was great. Mikey, how do you think he's going to absorb this text right now? I've almost completed it. I'm about to hit send.
Wow.
I'm curious myself. I mean,
you're slow with texters, do we?
I mean, Mikey C, I'm sorry, man. I mean, I'm trying to talk here.
He's still trying to get the camera off.
Yeah, exactly. Can you take a picture of your feet and belly button and text them to me?
I don't think it's the physical typing of the text. I think it's the weight of what he's about to send. Like, there's no coming back from this after you send it, right?
It's already been sent. So.
Oh, there we go. The wording has to be very specific.
No, well, here was the wording. Can you take a picture of your feet and belly button and text them to me?
Perfect. If I'm Will Cain, I'm starting my show, my national radio show at 3 Eastern with that text.
You should have put Stupidity at the end of it.
Too much detail.
All right.
No. I follow Stanzik blindly here for better or for worse. He's telling me to do it this way. Yeah. You know?
I've sent a lot of risky late night texts before. This is riskier than all of them. I love it.
Yeah, this could be a show the rest of the week. I mean, Stanzik is right here. I mean,
everything's content.
Who at ESPN has the nicest belly button? Male division only.
Male division only. Yeah. Strictly objectifying men.
Yeah.
And then I want to do
Rex Ryan.
No, God. I'm surprised he didn't come up in the feet conversation.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Guy likes feet.
I don't understand the foot fetish. That's another thing. There's a lot of things in life I'm never going to understand. That is one
in five, which means it's somebody on this podcast.
Wait, one in five people have a foot fetish?
One in five guys.
No way. The way you're gazing at Golic's feet, it seems
one in five.
It's definitely not me. If I could cut off my feet and walk on my hands, I would.
What?
It's not your feet that you're going to have a fetish about.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate women's feet, too.
You'd smoke your toes if you could.
I'll bet there's enough nicotine in there.
No, I hate feet. I'm like, when I take a shower, I take one sock off, put my foot in the tub, lift my leg, take the other sock off just to spend less time looking at my feet.
Wait, what?
Plus, I have a foot loofah.
What?
So I don't even have to use the same loofah.
Sounds like for somebody
who
doesn't have a fetish, you got an awful lot of things going on with your feet.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's an anti-foot fetish.
Sounds like you don't shower like a normal human either.
Oh, I don't do a lot of things.
Not a normal
like
human.
I mean, yes, he is averse to water.
That's right.
How many ashtrays are near your shower?
No. Yeah, these guys are trying to tell me how this water thing, because I've been drinking a lot of water lately, Stu.
Right. Well, congratulations. How's it taste? First time?
It's still terrible. That's the thing. My body still rejects it. Stanzik's like, your body is made of 90% water.
70, I think. I'm looking 70? It up right now.
My body is only made of nicotine and bad decisions. It ain't made of no water.
Have we agreed on a belly button and feet yet? Feet, we're going greeny. Gojo's a close second. Belly button, who are we going with?
60% of your body's made of water, Mike. 60.
Even less for me.
Not Mike's body.
Who would have a nice belly button?
I mean, it might be greeny again.
It could be Will Kane if he sends that catch back.
Will Kane could be. I feel like
Bobby Carpenter.
Oh, wow.
Bobby Carpenter's got a pristine belly button.
Oh, that is good. Right, it's got like muscles.
Does Bobby Carpenter's muscles, does Bobby Carpenter's belly button have abs?
You know who I'm going to throw out there? Give me Ryan Clark or Dominique Foxworth and let me see the belly button.
I feel like Dominique's got an Audi.
Ooh, yeah, I think he does.
Yeah. Text him.
I can see that.
Text him. I'm going to text him right now. Are we all texting somebody for a picture?
That's the goal of the podcast. Yeah.
All right, let's organize ourselves here.
Slow down.
Right. Gojo, you were texting Dominique Foxworth?
I mean, he made an accusation, Stu. He thinks Dominique has an Audi.
I think I agree
with
Gojo.
I just texted Dominique and I said, do you have an Audi belly button?
Okay.
Oh, no, I need a picture.
Right. Well, if he says yes or no, then the follow up will be prove it.
Yeah, pick. Yeah.
Okay, and what was the other name you said, Stanzik?
Ryan Clark.
All right, who's gonna text Ryan Clark?
I don't think anybody here is.
Do I have to text Ryan Clark?
No.
By the way, Will Kane still hasn't responded.
What I can't wait for is when I eventually leave the studio and see Will. Is he in Bristol today?
He is here. In Bristol.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
He's right outside this room.
This is going to be bad. I'm trying to think. Feet, belly button. And then someone mentioned water skiing before.
Wait, maybe... I don't know if we should ask.
Everyone just this is like when the principal walks into your high school classroom.
Yeah.
Al Duncan just walked in and we all shut up real quick.
Yeah. Oh man.
What are we?
All right, Al, there's no easy way to explain this.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out strictly of the men at ESPN who has the best feet and belly button.
Oh, God.
Not combo, just individually.
Yeah. I think Dominique Foxworth has an Audi belly button, and I think I have the best feet.
Okay, so have you seen these things before, or are we just, is this conjecture, like we're just guessing? Because I would say, I haven't seen anyone's belly button or feet, but I would just guess and say it's got to be like Louis Riddick.
Oh, wow.
Right? He's a guy that for sure gets his feet done.
Text him and ask.
He for sure gets his feet done.
Louis Riddick, that's a great one.
He gets buffed.
Al, do you have a good relationship with Louis?
I do.
If you texted him to take a picture of his feet and belly button, do you think he'd send it back?
Probably not.
You know what? This is a good one because this is a name we brought up before. You do SportsCenter with Matt Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Does Matt Barry have nice feet?
Do you think?
Shaped by sand in Arizona and Florida.
That's what we figured, right? It's just the environments he's in are conducive to good feet.
Wind aided.
Exactly. I feel like his toes tend to be out. They're probably for sure tan. And he is a guy that does have like good upkeep and has a wife that is, you know, beautiful and cares about her upkeep. I would say as someone that wears thong sandals, they're not bad. I don't think that any men's foot is particularly nice, but they're trimmed.
Have you seen my feet?
I can show you a picture.
Oh yeah.
You've got nice feet?
Dude,
you want to see the real thing? You
want to
see the real
nice,
thing?
Though? Like,
well, check out Gojo's and you'll find out.
I will put this out there and say self-scout. I think what makes nice, a nice arch.
Okay.
Relatively even length toes.
Right.
And lack of hair. Now.
Oh my God, I love you.
Let me see.
Just be careful now.
Al is staring through a glass window at Gojo's feet.
Okay.
Thank you for the play-by-play.
No discoloration on the toenails.
Okay. I'm keeping my shoes on in
here. Even toenails?
Yeah, they start big. They progressively get smaller as they should. You don't have any hammer toes.
Some good striation in there, too, around there. Yeah.
Typically, men have a strong toe, right? A lot of times the strong toe will kind of sit atop the other toes. We call it king toe. You don't have that situation at all.
No.
You don't think they're a little feminine for a man?
Why do you think that they're feminine, Mikey? See,
what's feminine? Just because they're well kept?
I think so. Yeah.
Like, look at that arch. Look at that shit.
I think Mike.
By the way, he is flexing his feet like he's in a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah, I also wonder why an arch is important to you. What is up with the arch thing?
I think it's shapely. You know, like people always talk about like an hourglass figure on a woman. I believe my foot has the hourglass figure of a foot.
It's curvy.
It is. It's curvy.
You know about Gojo, girl. He got them Coke bottle feet. Mm.
Why your feet dumb thick, boy?
Unfortunately, it's your best feature. Mike, you lead by showing your feet, right? Because the more north you go,
gotta
the worse
be your feet because it ain't your face.
El, is that a feature on a guy that would stand out to you if he took off his socks and had gray feet?
Is this part of the smoke break?
It's raining outside. You might as well make this a smoke break.
No.
You are going easy, Mike.
You are going outside to that dumpster, and you were doing a smoke break.
I do not. The only reason we do this shit. I don't pay attention to a man's feet unless they're gross. All I'm looking for is, do you cut your toenails? Are they trimmed? Are they discolored? Are they hairy? Are they kind of gross? Like, I don't want you to embarrass me if we go to the beach with our friends. But other than that, I don't care.
That's fair. So you just need good, like, baseline feet.
Yeah.
You don't have to go wow in one direction or the other. Just don't be offensive.
Yeah, solid feet. Like, if I look at your feet, I'm like, are you going to give my child hammer toe? And if you are, then no.
Mike, they're kind of like officials, Mike. If they go unnoticed, they've done their job.
Correct.
That is true.
Yes, Stugat, that's exactly it.
Wow. By the way, so I don't know why this is where my mind goes when I hang out with you guys. Guys at ESPN that most look like they'd be the best water skier. I think Matthew Berry might fall into that category as well.
Matt Berry.
Oh, Matt Berry. I'm sorry.
To clarify. Matt
Berry. I just got a Will Cain response.
Oh, okay.
Send him a picture of yours.
Yeah. I will.
Just unprompted.
That's my host. Taste.
Wait, should I ask him? Okay, no problem.
No, that's basically saying that I've got ugly feet.
Well, should I say totally understand what a picture of mine?
Yes.
I don't know how to respond to it.
No, Stugatz, totally understand want a picture of mine is the response.
Okay, hold on.
By the way, best water skier at ESPN is 100% Jeff Darlington.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Really?
That is phenomenal.
Like the whole Florida man ethos, yeah. I feel like he's very good at water sports. That, and I also feel like he can drive a fan boat.
Okay, see, so I just randomly saw Jeff Darlington in the Bahamas after the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I'm kicking it in Baja Mar with a group of people, ooh, and I'm like, who are these dudes in the pool that are just kind of like hanging in the pool, but they have no women around them? And I was like, they just keep, like, do you know what I mean? There was plenty of women around. Oh, yeah. I was like, why are they just talking to each other? And I was like, that is Jeff Darlington.
Wow.
And he was just kind of propped up in the pool, just kind of didn't even have a beer in his hand, was just sort of sitting there and chilling. So I'm not sure that he's as good at the water sports as you make. He seems more of like a tuber. Like he's one of the guys that tubes.
All right, tuber.
Jeff Darlington goes to the Bahamas. I'm telling you, Tom Brady is doing this based on physical appearance.
But I think she's right. I think we have to knowing that now, I feel like we have to downgrade him to tuber.
Yeah, he's a tuber.
And like not a good tuber either.
No. Pontoon boat kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Adam Schefter, I could see on water skis.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Because it kind of looks like the Fonz and like
Adam Schefter is the guy buckled into the speedboat with the Visine on his nose.
I mean, yeah.
I just said Field Yates, I'd be with you.
Water skiing?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Field Yates with feet. I mean,
Field's got really
they're probably
good
perfect.
Feet.
I bet so who's going to text him?
I bet he's got hairy feet.
I'm on it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you want his feet or his belly button?
I want both.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm on it.
Yeah, So Field's a water skier, right? We would all agree, probably, right?
He seems very aquatic.
Yeah.
Right. Has no one thrown out Taylor Twellman? He seems like the most
game changer.
He's good at everything.
I got to tell you guys something. Taylor and David Beckham were in the same room. He was interviewing. Taylor Twellman was interviewing David Beckham, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the best looking person in that room was not David Beckham. It's crazy.
Beckham's been going downhill a little.
No, but Twellman has been going uphill.
Yeah.
I mean, Twellman's
a good looking guy.
I don't know. David Beckham's got all those tattoos. Like, he's got that edge.
I saw him with neck hair and everything in a recent picture. We're going in different directions.
How disgusting, right, Mikey?
Yeah. Relatable to you, Mike.
This guy's disgusting. David Beckham, gross, right?
Just doesn't do it for me.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. He does.
Water skiers. Stan's like, I so wish Derek Dietrich worked here.
That'd be a win.
That would be the end of the game. I'm trying to think of people who look like they'd be good at water
skiing. Can we bring females at ESPN into the water skiing conversation?
Please.
I think Laura Rutledge can do it.
Oh, yeah. She's a dancer, too, so she has excellent.
Oh, the balance.
Because I'm going to say, great.
This isn't just like the look of a person who enjoys like summertime fun. There is balance and coordination involved in this. I would be a terrible water skier.
I feel like Laura Rutledge is doing like flips and stuff. She's like, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Naturally good at everything.
Exactly.
She's one of those.
Yeah, and she's one of those people too. Like probably the wind perfectly blows the right way. Oh, yeah. So like it's her hair is blowing. Oh, yeah.
She water skis in slow motion.
Yeah, exactly. The salt water makes her hair prettier somehow. You know?
I'm on the boat chugging beers in real time and she's back there in slow motion. What the shit's going on?
She's perfect.
I was going to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have we heard back from Field Yates yet?
Not yet. I'll check and see if he's typing.
I'm more concerned I haven't heard back from Dominique.
Nothing.
He's usually pretty good about this stuff.
Like. Yeah.
You know what? Dominique's weird as shit, though. Like, I feel like he would love this kind of stuff.
Oh, no. He would love this kind of stuff.
By the way, L. Duncan came down here to do a smoke break with Mikey C.
And he ran into the other room.
Somehow ended up with a weirder situation than that.
Yeah, I love it.
It still smells like smoke in here, though, doesn't it, L?
It did, yeah. It's lingering. Mm. I like it. It's as if he's here, but he's not. You know, his essence is all around us.
Everywhere, still with you.
Every room Mikey walks into and leaves becomes like a casino where you leave and you got that little tinge of cigarette smoke on you when you get home. It's like I gotta wash these clothes. Like, I kind of like it because it knows I flirted with death and survived. But
it's like a night at the club, a room with me.
Oh, God. All right, Mike, Mikey C, are you going to head out to the dumpster here or what?
If I do it now, we could just play it right back. I could turn it around quick.
All right, so you and Al are headed out to Al, we're sorry.
No, let's go dumpster dive. Let's do it. Wait, is it really raining outside?
Yeah, it was sprinkling a little. You'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
You're under the canopy.
Mikey C, do you have an umbrella for her?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's great. It's great.
Mikey C's already outside, and there's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that he wants a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have Mikey C water skiing. Like, you ever see the episode? Mikey, yeah, you ever see the Fonz when he jumps the shark?
Yes.
With a leather jacket on, smoking
He literally jumps the shark? That's the reference. You didn't know that.
Yes.
That's where it comes from. Yeah.
From Happy Days, he jumps a shark. Mike, this is how ridiculous
this
show is.
And that's when the show went downhill.
Yes. Happy Days, he went water skiing in a leather jacket.
That is not where the reference actually comes 100%.
From. Mike, he jumped a shark.
Happy Days?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
And everyone said that was the episode where Happy Days literally jumped the shark, you know?
No, well, again, Stu, that's where the show went downhill, so that became the saying.
Right, that became the saying.
Yeah, My mind is blown.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I never thought I'd say this. I learned something on this podcast today.
Stupidity. Athletes that can no feet.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Lenny Dykstra, nails.
Larry Foote.
Wait, you guys just bypassed my nails? Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, toenails. Yeah, it's not a great leadoff.
Oh, f*** you. What's the better leadoff? I'm teasing. I'm sorry. I love you. See. Stole the f*** off.
Is Buddy Hield too much of a stretch?
Oh, no, I'll give
That's
it to
pretty
you.
Pretty good.
I'll give it to you. What was White Shoes something?
Oh, Billy White
Shoes
Johnson.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Oh, Lou the Toe Groza.
Oh, there we go. I'm waiting for a toe.
Barry Foote. Terrible. You don't even know who Barry Foote was. None of you know who Barry Foote was.
Gojo already had Larry Foote on the board, though. So he did.
Larry Foote choked me out in an OTA.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, please tell that story.
Buddy. No, it was a no-pads OTA. I was an undrafted free agent, and he was a longtime veteran of the Steelers, and I violated the tempo, and next thing I knew, I was in a scrum in the middle of a bunch of guys, and he was jacking me up under the chin, trying to choke me out. Wow.
All right. Bit of a stretch here. Can I get on the board with Gary Pinkle for pinky toe?
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a no. It's a no. All right, guys, I tried.
I want pinky in there.
I know.
What are we thinking of? Toes, nails, heels.
We don't have a lot to work with there.
No.
There's not a lot to work with feet. You're right.
Yeah.
Archie Manning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Arch Manning, the grandson.
Arch. Yeah. Yes, the next Manning. Because we can't live in a world without a Manning playing quarterback somewhere.
I like how they go by Arch to try and like disguise it, like he's not a Manning. Like, oh yeah, don't worry about the comparison to Archie. It's just Arch Manning.
It's a great name though, Mike, is it not?
Oh, it's an awesome, especially for a quarterback. That kid got his invite to the Elite 11 yesterday. No one's ever seen him play a snap.
Arch Manning. Stancy, if I'm a rogue scout in a field somewhere in Indiana and I call you and tell you I got Arch Manning, you are signing that guy sight unseen, right?
I am, and we've definitely had this conversation before, and I brought up Gunnar Keel.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyone named Gunnar. Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Kid never lived up to the hype, but boy, his name was sexy.
Oh, yeah. Great
Colt.
Quarterback name.
Oh,
really? Yeah, Colt McCoy.
Oh, man.
Or Colt Brennan.
Oh, Hawaii yes. Legend. Keep going.
Am I arousing you?
Yes.
You don't hear it in our voices?
Is a quarterback named Colt the sexiest thing on earth? Because I think it might
be. Gunner is up there, though.
Yeah.
Is it the sexiest
thing? Yeah, I might have to go out to the dumpster and get a little hit off this cigarette.
Maybe.
Man.
This podcast is all about turning you on, talking about men's feet, belly buttons, and sexy QB names.
Still waiting for a text back from Field Yates.
I'm still waiting for, I offered Will Cain pictures of my toes and belly button. He hasn't responded.
You're going to make it a really awkward shift for me when I have to go work that show in 15 minutes.
Sorry about that.
Just show him your belly button. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
just
if Will
walk
send
in with your
this,
shirt
just
go walk in.
Yes. And you're responsible for getting pictures of his belly button and feet if he doesn't. Okay. You're not going to send them to me, so you're going to have to figure out a way to
get
them.
I'm just
going to
walk in and yell at him. What? You couldn't send a picture?
If you told me Jason Fitz had no belly button, I'd believe you.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
No, that is,
yeah, I could see
Jason Fitz could have totally been hatched somewhere.
Yeah. He was born in a lab in Juilliard. Handcrafted by the gods to play the violin. Went rogue.
Does Fitz ever leave that place?
No, he's always working.
No, but like when his shift is over at 3, he will hang around till like 7 p.m. tonight, right?
He's probably got another show at 3:02.
He's probably doing the nighttime SportsCenter Snapchat.
Yeah.
That guy works hard.
He's been doing me and his podcast the past few days, too.
What, the daily?
Mm-hmm.
Mina already mailing it in. How about that?
Got to 100 episodes.
Proud of her.
Hit the century mark and decided that was good enough. Oh, wow. They're back.
Wow. I hesitate to use the phrase that was quick, but
L does not look thrilled right now. L, what happened out there? Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm still completely dizzy from all the nicotine that's in my system now. My head's spinning.
Oh, wow.
No, it was great.
We can smell it in here.
We had a great conversation. It was a really fantastic, and I think deep and immensely spiritual conversation, and now I have to go home and explain to my husband why I smell like cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, God, that's a weird. Yeah, sorry about
and what
that.
What am I supposed to say, Gojo? I was hanging out with a colleague in between dumpsters, and he was smoking cigarettes, but I wasn't.
Yeah, sounds like an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a lie?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And I mean, your husband's like the coolest dude ever, and so it's not like he would be like suspicious of anything, but like. That story sounds suspicious.
Yeah, it does. Well, especially because I was a former smoker. Like, I smoked cigarettes when I was, like, in my early 20s. And he's going to think I fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
Well, we got to stop sending you out there. First off, you should not be hanging out with Mike UC, period.
Yeah. He's a bad influence.
I know. It's a little bit of a contact. He did ask me. I will say this, dude. He did ask me if I wanted a cigarette before we started.
I was being a
gentleman. He was being a gentleman, and I said no. But it was not as easy to say no as I maybe would have liked to have believed for someone that quit 15 years ago.
What?
Mikey C., were you aware that she is a former smoker when you asked her that?
No, I thought she was like more like the cigar type woman, you know? But,
oh, yeah, that is true. El, I could see you rocking the hell out of a cigar.
Same.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like just
cigar
looking,
aficionado with El Duncan.
Sure.
Looking cool as shit doing it.
Yeah, the paper part of the cigar.
El, did you just host HQ with Levitard? Is that where you
I
where
did.
You came?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Good. It was me and Sarah and it was me and Sarah and Dan and you know, I feel like I am the There is a slow news day curse that keeps on giving. Every single time I'm on the show, there's almost no news to talk about. So, right. But I thought it was good. I absolutely adore, not to sound like a fan, but I am. I kind of adore your whole sphere. So I love doing HQ.
Thank you. Did Dan try to get through that thing as quickly as humanly possible? Or
Al, are you aware
Been
that
there,
you replied all to an email that I'm on?
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Elle Duncan at 131 today.
Oh,
her
shit.
iPhone.
I forgot so, my C yeah, or I saw no
it
too. Cards.
By the way, it's C or no.
Yeah.
You made it look like it was Senor no.
Yeah. I was typing very fast.
Yeah.
Gojo,
yeah.
By the way, Levitard, the most awful belly button feet combination at ESPN has to be Levitard.
We have a text back from Field Yates.
Oh, wow.
Ha, ha, ha. Never water skied. My feet? Question mark.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did we stutter?
Yeah. Right. Did you not understand? Yeah, Send us a picture of your feet.
Sure.
The fact that he's never water skied, big upset.
Really? No, because I have him as a guy who, like, you know, he drives the yacht that has the water ski boats on it. And then, yeah, no, I don't see him water skiing.
Can you water ski while sailing?
That is true. That's very slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's for the purity of the water, the aquatic sports.
Gojo. Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, we forgot to talk about it. So, how'd it go? Mikey, yeah, could you ever see yourself climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
I have trouble climbing the steps to bed. I'm going to say no, but I do think, but I do think I could get further than Mikey.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Oh, no. Elle, could you,
She left.
She left.
Yeah.
Oh, Elle's gone?
Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we creeped her out plenty in about 20 minutes. So.
She sat down and was like, what?
No, no, we're fine. Okay. I think she just probably had to get home to her loving husband and away from us.
Okay, well, away from Mikey.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. Home, okay. HR.
Yeah. And guess who's back?
I'm here. Show up any second.
Great.
Mikey, who could get further in Kilimanjaro, me or you?
Well, like I said, I've been trying to work out.
He couldn't even get through a sentence. He couldn't even climb that sentence. Uh-huh.
That sentence ended.
I'm trying to work out.
I have been working out, but it's not to run 3K races and climb mountains and
stuff.
5K. 5K, whatever it is for charities.
Yeah.
Well, let me
I
want
to go to Mikey's 3K.
I mean...
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find these texts here. Gojo, I don't even think you saw them because you were on another continent.
No, I think this was just before.
Oh,
yeah.
And
yeah, he's right.
Did they have coronavirus over there, Gojo? You didn't have to be quarantined or nothing?
No, at altitude pretty much kills everything.
Yeah.
Including
your lungs.
Yeah,
Mikey C was saying, why, for charity, why don't you just pay him double and not climb the mountain?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what did I say? That's why none of these diseases are getting cured and stuff, because people are climbing mountains and running races. Why don't you donate money?
Yeah. By the way, Gojo, so tell us about Kilimanjaro. Tell us about these.
By the way,
Gojo,
I want to tell you something.
By the way, this is Weekend Observations. It's a show we did 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. And I mentioned that only to bring this up. Levitard was talking about, you know who had that spot before we did, Gojo?
Who's that?
It was Levitard.
What?
Well, there was a little in between.
No,
there was a
John G. Cade was in there.
Yeah, and then there was the Ian O'Connor, Mike Lupica stretch run there.
Okay, geez. I did not realize you were authority on Sunday, 7 to 9 at ESPN.
Listen, as the people who have worked those shifts.
Yeah, we've been here for them.
By the way, we did pull that Levitard clip and played it on my Sunday morning show.
Oh, you did?
And the current one.
Yeah, it was kind of epic.
Go ahead, tell, like, if you can, paraphrase, tell Mike Cole Jr. what it was Levitard was saying about that shift. Okay?
It's basically the bottom rung of what you can do in sports radio. It is basically the absolute worst possible thing you can do, except for maybe overnights. But really, Sunday morning is the shit of the sports radio or radio business.
So just to be clear, I spent the first 4 years of my time here doing a combination of that Sunday shift and what qualifies as the overnight from 4 to 6 on weekdays.
Yes.
You've come a long way.
God, just scraping the gutter, baby.
So we did a show together Sunday, 7 to 9, but Mike Golic Jr., you know this creature the way I do. Well, we all do. As Levitard is going on this diatribe about Sunday mornings and it being the shit shift of sports radio, the worst shift at ESPN, 7 to 9 a.m. on Sundays, which is the shift that we used to do. We took over after Levitard, Kincaid, and a cavalcade of others. Mikey C has always been there. But we took over that. So what do you think Mikey C's response to that was? In real time, as Levitard is delivering 7 to 9 a.m. is the worst shift in all of sports radio.
It should either be that Mikey should have that shift and he would make it great, or probably that's probably where Levitard should be full-time.
Interviewing celebrities.
Yeah.
His Hollywood interviews are just horrid.
What did he say in real time?
He did say that Levitard should go back to that shift, and Mikey C made that shift prime time, baby.
There we go. God, brand is strong.
We probably had the highest rated Sunday morning show in the history of ESPN radio.
We did.
Yes.
Well, yes.
I did. And you were there too.
It was your show, huh?
Some people tuned in for you, probably, I'm sure.
I mean, one or two. We just had to climb over Kincaid. It's not like we...
Yeah, Kincaid was actually pretty good.
Kincaid still work here, Stanley?
No.
You're good. Leave it in. And get him on the podcast. In fact, we should do that. Everyone who occupied 7 to 9 a.m., they should be a guest on this podcast when we get together. Can we do that?
Sure.
Just a reunion of Sunday morning 7 to 9 a.m. radio hosts. Yes.
Sunday morning misery. Exactly right. Mike, Kilimanjaro, tell us about it.
Oh, by the way, just breaking news right now. Dominique Foxworth does not have an Audi belly button.
Wow.
I knew it.
Prove it.
Wow. Interesting.
I just said, wow. Pick?
Yeah, now we're talking.
Foxworth is, I'm telling you, man, that guy's probably the best looking guy at this network. I'm not joking.
You know what?
Body-wise, we talking?
Just overall, he's a good looking dude.
I was going to say, man, Izzy's a pretty good
looking
guy.
Izzy's body. Yeah.
Izzy's got a great body.
Oh, and he's got that salt and pepper hair kind of going.
Well, you know what? I don't like it long.
No, not long.
Izzy's long hair.
Mm-hmm.
I would say combination feet, belly button, he's probably the best we got, though.
Best overall? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I bet Izzy takes good care of his feet.
Oh, there's no doubt. I know he does. I mean, I'm just
man. But Dominique's up there. You know who? Like, and he doesn't work with us anymore. Darren Woodson was a good looking guy.
Would he?
Oh, hunk.
Darren Woodson. Really great tailored shirts.
Yeah, we used to say he was top five in a suit at ESPN.
That's right.
Yeah. That was an old cool looking Wingo. Yeah,
Darren Woodson. Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In a suit. Only in a suit.
In it, who wears the suit the best? Their
Reese
suit.
Davis.
Like Louis Riddick?
Reese Davis is not that he doesn't look good in his suit. I think Reese Davis is not getting in the top five.
I think Reese Davis sleeps in his suit, though. Like it just never comes off. Reese Davis is a suit.
I want to hear about Kilimanjaro. Aren't you guys interested? Golic did a great thing here, man.
All right.
We need to get the smoke break. Is that the deal? Is this ready,
Mike? Is it loaded yet?
It's ready.
All I can imagine now is all I want in the world is Mikey going up and doing a smoke break on Kilimanjaro. Because I remember how terrible my lungs felt at altitude. And now I'm just thinking of Mikey struggling to A, light the cigarette up there because there's so little oxygen. And then B, keep it going, breathe, and still get the nicotine his body needs to sustain life. Like, all I can imagine, everyone goes up to the summit, Mikey, and it's 19,000 feet. And it's way up there, and there's these beautiful views of glaciers. And we're the last generation that's going to see these glaciers. And the sun hits it in the morning when you get up there, and it's beautiful. And all I can imagine is you lighting, smoking, and ashing a cigarette, polluting this beautiful, pristine environment with your mere presence.
Oh, gosh.
God, I want it so bad.
Go to a New York City building, I get this high up. I don't need this.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So you mean people weren't smoking cigarettes up there? Come on.
No, dude, it's messed up there. Like, I turned the corner. So the top of it, it's an inactive volcano. So the top is a ring around a crater. And you walk from one part to the highest portion of this. And when we got up to the first portion up on top of the ring, I turn left and I immediately see this old guy getting helped down by two people. He is ghost white. He's got snot frozen to his face. He looks like he's literally a dead man walking. And I still have an hour left of this climb to go. And I'm like, is that what happens to us?
Oh, God.
You thought it happened to everyone?
It was terrifying. I was like, maybe I'll go down. Maybe it'll happen.
You played Division I football, had a cup of coffee in the NFL. Where would that rank as, like, physical demanding things you've done?
If it's not the hardest, it's the second hardest.
Wow.
And I talked to Rob Ninkovich, who works here and was an incident.
That guy.
Well done. Get him on the pod.
Pro Super Bowl champion said the hardest thing he's ever done.
Sheesh. Really?
Yeah.
Mike, that's the second most demanding thing you've ever done in your entire life.
And I'm just accounting, like, I haven't sat long enough and thought to categorize it, but it could be the first. Like, at 19,000 feet, I was literally just trying to tell myself, take three steps and breathe, and then take another three steps.
I was going
to
say, did you feel like, I mean, you must have felt like giving up a few times, right?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of times. Going back down sucked, because the whole way up, you're going in, it's pitch black. So you're just looking down, following your headlamp and following the feet in front of you. When you get to the top, you can see how far you are from where you have to go. That is mentally destructive. I almost fell into the crater. I just wanted to be done.
Wait, guys, I mean, Mikey, see, how much money would it take just to get you to attempt to climb Mount Kilimanjaro or a smaller mountain for that matter? It doesn't matter.
If somebody told me that, like, the cure for cancer was on top of the mountain, I would probably climb it. And then I could just smoke for as much as I want afterwards. I got the cure for cancer.
That would be the thing, huh?
Yeah. That would get me up there.
Yeah. He just wants to ensure that he can smoke for the rest of his life.
But Mikey, I am interested. If we put up some money here and funded a trip for you to climb Mount Kilimanjaro just so we could all see it and laugh at you, how much would it cost us?
I'd do it for, we got to go 10 grand.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Wait, that's it?
I'm in.
And you can't turn around. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, I need
to come back with your shield or on it.
Oh, boy. Shield cigarettes? Shield cigarettes. Sometimes I'll go with them when they're on sale.
Mikey, if I come up with 10 grand, will you attempt to climb the mountain?
I would have to, yeah. How long does this hike take?
We were on the mountain for 6 days.
Six days?
Which in your time is like 6 months, Mikey, you see.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'd have to rethink
it. I've got 6 days left. I just shit in a hole.
There's no bathrooms?
I'll send you a picture of the hole.
Yeah. I need
to just size your belly button.
All right, fellas, I got to go do Will Cain.
All right, get a picture of his belly button for us. All right, and his feet. Let's do a smoke break. Get Mike Gold Jr. out of here. Mikey C., you want to? I mean, we kind of set it up already, but it's you and L. Duncan out of the dumpster. The reason we did this is when we were doing weekend observations, Mikey C., sometimes he was there, sometimes he wasn't. When he wasn't, he was out of the dumpster on the Bristol campus smoking cigarettes when he was supposed to be listening to me and Mike Gold Jr. doing our show. So we decided to make a segment out of it called Smoke Break. So L. Duncan and you went out to the dumpster today, right?
Correct. That's right.
It was okay, a little bit thank windy. You. Thank you for confirming. How do you feel like it went?
But I think it was well. I was a little bit nervous because Elle Duncan is a beautiful woman, and I was kind of taken back by standing there smoking cigarettes in her face. But I think without further ado.
This reminds me of when Mikey was out there with Mina, and I saw him ash the cigarette and almost hit her with the ash. Okay.
And was Mina mortified?
Well, Mina's a little bit more meek. She seemed a little bit more frail when I was out there smoking. At least Elle seemed like you could blow smoke in her face and she can handle it.
Well, I mean, Elle could beat the shit out of you. Like, that's the vibe you're getting there.
I got a response from Will Cain.
Oh,
I offered to send them a picture of my belly button.
Response?
No, thanks.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. Does Will Cain like me? I don't know.
I mean, I think as much as he likes any of us.
Well, Stanzik thinks that he like secretly really admires me and likes me. I think Stanzik said that once.
It sounds like something you just dreamt up. Wait, what did I say about Will Cain?
It was Super Bowl week, Mike.
Didn't ask for any of this.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I don't know who you want from me, man. I'm tired. Kill it.
Oh, God. All right, let's get to smoke break. Let's all delight in Mikey C. having a cigarette and a conversation with our friend L. Duncan.
And now, it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
I don't know what that is. A little windy, so...
Welcome to a new edition of Smoke Break with Mikey C. I'm your host, Outsider Mikey C, out by the dumpster. Oh, it's hard on the side. And I'm being joined by SportsCenter host, HQ, everything else, L. Duncan... Finally got you out of the dumpster for a smoke break. How does it feel?
It feels amazing to finally reach my life's work. Mm-hmm. I've been working my whole life to stand between two dumpsters on campus and watch you kill yourself by this. He said, this is one of my greatest honors.
Now, you see, I mean, I know I offered you a cigarette beforehand. You turned me down. But you seem like the kind of girl who would, like, have, like, a cigar with the fellas or anything. Am I right with that?
Sure, if a cigar is filled with weed. I'm just kidding. I was a cigarette smoker in my younger days. I did. I quit, yeah. And then I turned to Black and Milds for about one day. And that was gross, and I felt like it smelled worse than cigarettes and was doing nothing for me, so I actually quit. But I don't really like cigars. I'm just more of a bourbon person, man.
Bourbon? You see, you made a bourbon and bad choices, too.
100%. Are you a bourbon person?
Yeah, I do like my bourbon, yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Bourbon and whiskey, yeah.
Yeah.
So, most people know, Elle, you were like the co-star on the greatest podcast, the Mikey C. Christmas Carol podcast.
I was.
You're a beautiful singer.
Thank you.
Is that something that you trained for? Did you want to be a singer growing up? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I did. I had a record deal for about 6 months when I was 19
really?
Years old. I did, and it was a terrible deal. And basically, the lawyer was like, you know how TLC got hosed in their deal? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, that makes this deal look amazing. So don't do it. Don't sign it. They wanted to own my name in perpetuity for like the rest of my life. It was pretty, pretty shitty deal. So I decided after I did my first performance and bombed it that I was going to move on to something different. And I mean, I bombed it. Like, I did a performance and it was so bad, even my parents couldn't lie to me and say that it was good, Mikey. Say it was bad.
That bad?
Yeah, I had a fringe cowboy vest on, had backup dancers, I did like a choreographed routine while I sang. It was truly
terrible. Gotta get a video of that.
So you had dreams of being like this pop singer and everything?
Yep,
and
I wanted to be a pop star, and here I am. And instead, I'm working at ESPN, and I'm standing at a dumpster with you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You finally made it.
I've made it.
All right.
This is it.
Well, thank you for finally joining me on Smoke Break.
Thank
I'll
you
get
so
you
much.
Out of the wind and away from the dumpsters.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Mikey.
See you. Nice and...
How do you feel about it, Joe? I feel like he mailed it in.
Yeah, you know what? It was Carrie. Like, Elle was so good, it required Mikey to do nothing.
Right.
And when Mikey doesn't have to do anything, he can't screw it up, and that's
right.
Sucks.
And what we really want to do is listen to him squirm.
Well, the beginning of that was, I don't know, I was making some sounds that I can't even recognize.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I am uncomfortable.
Let me hear that again, Stanzik.
Here we go.
Got it.
Wait,
can you isolate the first two sounds, the and then the
And do we have Mikey's kidney stone sounds in the system? Can we compare the two?
Yes, Coach Joe. Stanzik, you getting all this?
I'm working on it.
I'm hoping. Okay.
All right, we need the kidney stone sounds.
It sounds so similar, Stugatz.
And then we need I know it does. It's a very good observation by you. Kidney stones, and then we need the first two grunts of him trying to light a cigarette.
I also enjoy the muffled garnet.
Yeah, isolate that too. Let's see what it all sounds like individually, and then we'll go from there. I have no idea what we're gonna do with it, Gojo.
I don't either. You know what? It just we gotta see this one through. Like,
yes,
at this point,
do.
Again, it was a smoke break that, again, Elle Duncan was great. But we needed more Mikey fumbling all over himself, and we didn't get that. So now we just have to deal with his soft grunts.
Right. Did you edit that out, Mikey C?
Do you need the kidney stone? I got the number.
515-83. What?
I love how he knows the number for his kidney stone sound in the system offhand.
What was it again?
There it is.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Very similar.
Hey.
All right, hold on a second. Let me hear the first sound for Mikey C's smoke break today. The first one.
Oh, that was the second one. I'm sorry. First, the first one.
All right, the second one. Okay, the kidney stone. I want to hear. I'm trying to create Mikey C kidney stone somehow having sex with Mikey C while smoking a cigarette.
Pretty good.
stupid show. That's why you just keep talking, Gojo.
Oh my god.
Okay, here's Mikey C's. Here's Mikey C's kidney stone. Here is Mikey C trying to light a cigarette today with Al Duncan. Here is Mikey C lighting a cigarette, having sex with Mikey C passing a kidney stone. This might be the one that gets us fired, Mike.
Yep. We had a good run. Back to 7 to 9 Sunday morning.
I'll see you there.
You're always there.
Yeah, I haven't left.
Oh, that's Pete Burns.
They should just call it the Mikey. They should just call it the Mikey C shift.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I don't feel good.
I gotta tell you. I wasn't feeling good until the sounds.
You know what? We may not have gotten a picture of Will Kane or Dominique's belly buttons, but we heard Mikey have sex with himself.